Back for one final segment of Texans Extra Points. Drew Doherty alongside my good buddies, John Harris, Mark Vandermeer. Hey, the tight end position, very important one for the Texans. Last week, though, the tight ends only got three targets. They had one catch total. Yeah. That was Ryan Griffin. Now, Garrett Graham is coming back. He will play. Bro, don't know whether or not C.J. Fedorowicz, the rookie, will play. He started last week, but you still got Ryan Griffin. What do you want to see out of that group this week against the Raiders?
You know, I'd love to see Fedorowicz play, and I'm sure you share that feeling, John, because when they run that double tight end formation, and you know he'd like to run three on many occasions, you like Fedorowicz's blocking ability, and I assume they'll do the same thing with Graham, who's just a great receiver. And is he the same kind of blocker as Fedorowicz or Griffin? Probably not. You can get a lot more done in the passing game with him at this stage of his career, probably. But I'd love to see Fedorowicz play. I think it does change the attack to not have CJ available if that's the case.
If more than anything else, it gives you flexibility.
Nah, absolutely, it does. And I think watching the Raiders secondary on film, I think there are areas in which you can hurt the Raiders with a better pass-catching tight end. So I think it's ultra important for Garrett to be back in this lineup. But you could see the Redskins put a focus on stopping the tight end. On DeAndre Hopkins' touchdown, as Ryan Griffin is running his crossing route, as you saw us break down with Coach O'Brien, both linebackers tackled Ryan Griffin going across the field. So the Redskins were keenly aware of where the tight ends were and looked to take them away.
All right, if you're cooking up a big gumbo that equals a Texans win, what sort of ingredients are going to go in?
Well, I think there are a couple things. Number one, you got to know where number 24 is. Charles Woodson's been in the league for about 40 years, it seems. But the Raiders will do a lot of different disguises with him. They'll show him deep, but then he'll rob the middle and take away some of those short routes. That's how he got an interception. So I would say find where 24 is and make sure you're aware of him at all points. But I really think the Texans passing game can hit a lot of different areas against the Raiders, and that's where they can take advantage of it.
Charles Woodson, one of the greatest defensive backs Bill O'Brien said ever played in the NFL. What about you, Mark? What's going into a Texans victory?
You know, Derek Carr, rookie quarterback, obviously you want to force him in long down and distance. And even though Jones drew as the hand thing and was iffy late in the week and all that, I don't care who's out there. Raiders are going to try to establish something on the ground because they saw some cracks of daylight when Washington created them with Alfred Morris. So I would think they would try to do something similar to that to take some of the heat off Derek Carr. He's a high-percentage passer already, Derek is. So, yeah, keep everything short. Keep everything in front of you like we talked about earlier in the show. Got to stop that run and then let the pass rush get after Derek Carr. Even though you don't have Clowney, how many teams can say they can replace a guy like Clowney with a first-round draft choice from 2 years ago who had 13 sacks in his first couple of years? I like Whitney. Obviously, Brooks Reed looking good early. Get the pass rush going and get to 2-0.
Excellent points, both of you. For me, I want to see a continuation of what you saw last week on special teams because that was an excellent effort by Blue and then, you know, by Watt with the block. You want to see some good things in the return game. And Shane Leckler is going back to the black hole where he built that Hall of Fame worthy career. Does that, we didn't even talk about Shane Leckler, and I know we don't have much time to talk punters, but give us some Shane Leckler thoughts before we go.
Well, the key is flipping field position, and the way that was going against Washington, the Texans are going to have to win games this year by flipping the field, and Shane Leckler can do that. He's one of the best in the game at doing that.
Yeah, this is going to be fun stuff. Black hole, the Raiders, the drama. I'm excited.
We're all excited. Guys, thanks so much. This was a lot of fun. Thank you for watching. Texans Extra Points returns next week.